You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. It's a Friday, so we'll be looking ahead to the evening card on the Polytrack at Dundalk. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert and Dundalk's biggest fan, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I am pretty good, yeah. Bit of a rush around today. I'm trying to get this done, dusted, to get up there, of course, for William Hill Towers, so I can do the radio show, but also a Strictly Come Dancing podcast as well. Unbelievable things.
Man of many talents.
Well, as far as that.
Fair enough. What do you make of Dundalk tonight, Andy? You looking forward to it?
Yeah, typical fare. Steady start so far. Nothing spectacular. I think we had three winners last week, but hopefully the same again tonight. A few good races on the card. Probably sandwiching between the 7 o'clock and 7:30, the best two races. So if we can get those right, then that should set us up for the rest of the evening.
Yeah, a couple of good races to look forward to along the way. We start in the 5:30, which is the Irish Stallion Farms EBF race over 5 furlongs for two-year-olds, which are EBF eligible and that have not won more than one race. Marsha heads the market at 4-5, 7-2 for Dr. Doro. Go-Kart is 4-1, 11-2 for Gift Wrap, and then 33-1 or bigger prices for the others. So the market suggests only four of these should really be anywhere near troubling the judge, Andy, and an odds-on favourite as well in the shape of Marsha. So what do you make of the first race?
Yeah, she looks a very pacey type, doesn't she, Marsha? I think it's interesting that Sir Mark has taken her over here to Ireland. Doesn't take that many over nowadays, over the Irish Sea. I think Seed Pride ran for him not so long ago at the Listowel Festival. She showed up prominently on debut at Kempton, looking a really nice filly. Bumped into a horse called Zhu Feng, who we didn't realise at the time was probably above average. That horse has got on to finished a good second in a sales race, and a good one at that as well at Newmarket. Once again, she had bright pace from a bad draw at Catterick to win from stall 11. That's no easy task, even though she did have the best form going into the race and the most promise. Still a good effort. She was coming to the end of a tether late on, but she's a very, like I say, very speedy sort. And Sir Mark's found a fairly decent opportunity here for her over 5 furlongs. Opposition-wise, well, I think Go-Kart might turn out to be the best of the rest. I tipped this horse last time I had a big prize at Fairy House, hoping that she'd run beyond her odds, but she didn't really live up to my billing, weakening in the latter stages to finish 7 lengths behind Beben and one or two nice fillies. But that was a listed race, and this is a lot easier. And if you take on board her performance the time before, when she beat Cotonic and subsequent winner Jenny Child, then she would have a chance of at least chasing home the jolly here. So the way I'd probably play this, I think Marsha will probably win, but if you can get a bet on Go-Kart without the favourite, then that's probably the approach I'd take in the first race.
Go-Kart without the favourite then in the opening race. Do keep an eye on the William Hill website. We usually do price those up later on in the day, so do check back if it's not already there. The 6 o'clock is the second race on the card. This one is a maiden over 7 furlongs, claiming maiden over 7 furlongs. Zubiri is the 4-6 market leader. 9-2 for Falcao. Love Letter is 5-1. 9-1 for Lahade, 16-1 for Rest Assured, 18s and bigger for the others. We'll start here with the market leader, Andy, Zubiri, who was unlucky in defeat last time.
Yeah, he was. Things just didn't go right for him that day. Cape Discovery rather got first run. It was a bit of a shock win at 50-1. You look at that result and you think, you know, it sets the alarm bells ringing, doesn't it? But to be fair, I think Zubero should have won that race. Just got trapped in on the rail when Duchess of Florence was rather weakening and dropping back on his lap. And there was another horse coming up on the outside, and this one was the meat and the sandwich. And the winner bombed on regardless down the outside, but the way the horse picked up and finished almost from a standing start was quite impressive, and I think the drop back down in trip shouldn't inconvenience him either. He's got form over here at 7 furlongs. Of course, that was on his debut and 5th behind Zillin. He would have learnt plenty from that experience that day, and he's got a good draw as well tonight. Gerland's also in good form. I think he had 2 winners the first meeting and at least one to my recollection last week. So So things are looking good for the one of the best trainers on the all-weather here at Dundalk. Danger, well, that could well be Falcao. I certainly think from a pure ability perspective, Edwin Lynham's three-year-old has got that in abundance. I'm just not sure whether he'll stay the trip because he looks a real strong traveller and he went well the other day at Navan, so not quite getting home over that stiff five. But he has got a good cruising speed and I think that high tempo of his, the way he travels will certainly carry him into the business end of the race. But whether I can say he's strong enough in the finish to beat Zubair, I wouldn't know. But I think it wouldn't surprise me if one or two trainers were looking at him to claim him because he's quite a big unit. So he's definitely one for the future. But tonight, Zubair holds all the aces and hopefully the cards will fall in his favour.
Zubiri for Andy in the 6 o'clock. The 6.30 is the third race on the card. This one is a nursery handicap over 7 furlongs. So we've got the two-year-olds in action for this one. Palavicini run is 3-1. 72 for Fire Tree. I apologise for the pronunciation in advance for the next two as well. Jacken Hagiar and Andun Uassel. 72 and 71 for each of those two. 8-1 for Oratavio. Texas Radio is 9-1 and 10s are bigger for the others. My pronunciation might not be spot on, Andy, but hopefully you can give us the winner anyway.
Well, I'm deliberately avoiding those two from a tipping perspective, so I don't have to say them. I'm going to go for Rare in here from the Johnny Murta stable. I went for this horse last time I had to, at Fairy House, rather foolishly, you could argue, because he was drawn 9 of 9, and it's always a bogey draw to try to operate from at that particular track. Short run around the bottom bend, and you're into the home straight very quickly. It doesn't really give you much time to get up ahead of steam, particularly over 6 furlongs. And just got a funny feeling this horse could be much better over 7 tonight. Once again, he hasn't got a great draw though. That's a real pain stuck out in the wing at trap 10. But he is 16-1 tonight, and I think he's better than that. He was unlucky the time before. The race at Fire Tree was 3rd in, but to back in the field was Verain in 9th. And again, once again, he was drawn the worst. It's incredible, this horse. Drawn 14 of 14 that day. 10 of 10 today and 9 of 9 the time before. I think the draw gods have really taken adversity to Verain. But he didn't get any run that day at all at Down Royal, so I think he's better than what he's shown so far. He's just a little bit one of those ones I'm going to potentially follow over a cliff here, so apologies in advance if I am rather guilty of that. But hopefully one of these races down the line he'll prove me right, and let's hope at least he runs up to my expectations this evening.
Moving on to the 7 o'clock next, good race to look forward to. This is a listed race. It's the Star Appeal Stakes, which is over 7 furlongs. The market this morning, headed by Hit It A Bomb, who's 4-6. 4-1 for Glasshouse, 11-2 for Samshocked, 7-1 for Tonkinese, Red Star over China's 12s, and 40-1 for Madam Thunder. Good little race this, Andy.
A very good race, Mark, yeah. The race I'm looking forward to the most tonight, particularly Glasshouse. Now, this is a filly that regular podcasters will know I've been talking in glowing terms in the last few weeks, ever since she landed that sales race from the Curra. Now, you just look at the bare bones of that, you think 1-30 run a sales race, pretty good form. But you stick on top of that a large dollop of promise, given the fact that it was drawn in stall one. Now, stall one at the Stansard Rail at the Curra, you've got to be one hell of a horse to manage to win from there. I mean, I can't recall a horse winning from stall one from a long, long time. I think Tyler Rewunder did it the other day, but to be fair, he raced down the middle and he is an older horse. And then he swung across towards the near side in the latter stages. So you don't get many of those to the pound. And the fact that he beat such a good field in a good time, she's obviously got to be above average. The form of the race has worked out really well as well. Loads of horses out of that have either won or got placed. So I actually think that horse has achieved just as much, if not more, than Hit It A Bomb did when he won on debut. Now, obviously, this horse has got loads of promise, comes from a powerful stable and was well fancied on debut, won a 22-runner maiden, which is always a good sign, it's particularly first time out from an Aidan O'Brien perspective. Cook Islands, who was fourth stable companion, has won since at Navan. So, once again, the time, the form and the way that horse did it from a long way back suggests he's above average. So, the two of them meet in the middle here. The only thing I can't quite work out is the price differential. 4-5 Hit It A Bomb and 4-1 Glasshouse. Poor, that's too far apart for me. I'd have Glasshouse much, much shorter. So I think we should take advantage of that and perhaps back Glasshouse each way. I can't have this horse either not winning or finishing second to the favourite here. I think she'll beat the others quite comfortably. So we get a free bet each way, quarter the odds, 4-1 Glasshouse, and that's got to be surely the best bet on the card.
best bet on the card then for Andy Glasshouse in the 7 o'clock each way. The 7:30 is the fifth race on the card. This one is a filly's handicap over 7 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older that are rated 62-100 and that are EBF eligible. Mickey Halford's got a strong hand here. He's got the front two in the betting. Callinmore at 9-4 and 4-1 for Slipper Orchid. Back on top is 9-2. Best Not Argue also 9-2. 8-1 for Dreamcraft and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. What do you make of the 7:30, Andy?
Well, I'll be pretty sure that Mickey Halford will win this race. In fact, I think Mickey, if you ask him here, would be devastated if he doesn't. It's which one do we go for here? Both of them are drawn well. Both of them come here in reasonably good shape. Predominantly more Caelan Moore, but the fact that Slipper Orchid runs his track so well almost tips the balance in her favour. We'll deal with them individually. Caelan Moore scored 3 starts ago, producing a bit of a shock when winning at 16-1, but this horse has got loads of ability, and it didn't surprise me that she managed to win. She should have won at Navan the time after, but just didn't quite stay the mile. And that winner, Ing Bergman, is a very strong stayer, but the pair of them were well clear. Mickey then decided to run again over a mile next time out. Once again, she didn't get home over a stiff track, so it's a really wise move to drop her back in trip here. She's got a great cruising speed. She just hasn't got as much experience on the all-weather as you'd like, but you'd imagine she'd be fine on it. Whereas Slipper Orchid, her stab and companion, has got 4 wins, 1 place and 6 starts. And if you go back towards the back end of that last season, was 3rd in a listed race beyond Pellerin. Of course, we know how good Mark Abbott's charges went on song. Drawn stall 1, comes off that good run at Leopardstown behind Killini. That time figure was an absolute sensational one, and the 3rd, Shawnee won the other day down in Tipperary. So it wouldn't surprise me if that horse was to pop up here from left field. So you basically got a choice here. You're about Caelan Moore win at 9-4, or you go Slipper Orchid each way at 4-1. Take your money, take your choice. I think either option is a good way of approaching the 7:30.
A couple of options there for Andy in the 7:30. If I were to push you for which way you would go?
Oh, I'm always an each way man, aren't I? So I'd probably go with the way just in case.
Fair enough. The 8 o'clock is the 6th race on the card. This is Division 1 of this Apprentice Handicap over a mile. It's for 3-year-olds and older rated 47 to 65 and riders who are apprentice to trainers in Ireland. Dove Mountain is the 9-2 market leader. 7-1 for Twists and Turns. Aye Skipper 8. 10-1 for Annie Irish. Sea of Blue another at 10s, as is Athloman Cottage. 10-1 also for Clocked and Coral Cluster and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Plenty with chances here, Andy. Who would you like in the 8 o'clock?
I'd probably go with Annie Irish here. She's in good form at the moment, this filly. And Liz Dahl's horse is also too. The only slight reservation would be form at the track, but they were on the first 4 starts in her career, and you'd probably forgive her for being in too deep there and difficult maidens and what have you. But on several occasions, she did catch the eye in those races. She's won 2 of her last 4 starts, including last time out at Gower, when she smuggled up the inside rail to win quite comfortably back in down the field in 12th as Io Skipper, who's come out and run well subsequently here. So putting 2 and 2 together at the prices this morning, ran about 10-1. She does make loads of appeal here to her. I thought she'd be one of the favourites here. So Annie Irish, like I say, with quite a bit in her favour, is a confident voter running well there in the 8 o'clock.
Confident vote from Andy there. Then the 8:30 is the penultimate race on the card. This one is Division 2 of this particular Apprentice Handicap over a mile. We have a reserve at the top of the market. 6 Silver Lane is 4-1 at the top of the betting should he get in. 6 of Hearts is 9-2, 11-2 for Eritara. Miss Temple is 7-1, 10-1 for Lochdeg Princess, 12-1 for Red Words. Golden Shoe and Busy Bush are also 12s and 14s or bigger for the others. Who would you recommend in another tricky race?
Oh, as Graham Taylor once famously said, do I not like this? And yeah, this phrase sums up my feelings towards this particular contest. The fact that 6 of Hearts, who hasn't won for the best part of 4 years, is his favourite here, just shows you the negative kind of like feel we've got for this race. If pushed into a selection here, and obviously that's my job and I've got to come up with something, I'd probably just take a punt on Pontificate here. He's yet to win a race, but there were positive signs here. At Laytown 2 starts ago, that maybe this surface might just be the key to him. He's also run quite well on his 3 visits here, particularly when he was 5th. But he's got a good draw here tonight, and I do like Keith Moriarty as well. I think he's a very useful £7 claimer. Ran in that race that hasn't worked out as well as I thought it would, but the time figure was very good the other day at Navan, finishing 10th behind Mr. Moondance. I think that form will start to work out, but yeah, this race is a bit of a shocker, really, to be honest. I mean, 5-6-1, the field tells you. The front two in the market, 6 of Hearts, hasn't won for 4 years, and Natara has never won a race in 29. So something's got to give here, and hopefully Pontificate, at least give us a bit of a run for our money at 14-1.
Pontificate to give us a bit of a run then. In the 8:30, the 9 o'clock is the 8th race on the card. We finish here with a handicap over a mile and a half for 3-year-olds and older, rated 60-85. Nova heads the market at 5-1, 11-2 for Loved. Poteen is 7-1, 15-2 for Catchy Lass, 9-1 for First in the Queue, and 10-1 are bigger prices for the others. Not the easiest getting out stakes, Andy. Who would you like in the 9 o'clock?
I like a couple here. I think Catchy Lass definitely got to go into the shortlist. She always runs a race. She's just a model of consistency, trained by Anthony Mulholland. Mile and a half is definitely a trip, although she's only ever won the one race. So she's probably more of a place option than maybe going in two-feeted tobacco on the wind side. And the other one is Mick Nicholson. This horse is becoming a little bit of a regular on my podcast, but I still maintain that he's useful on his day, and I keep missing him when he wins and tipping him when he runs badly. So he's probably one that is always going to get away from my clutches. He's run well here in the past. He stays really well. He was third the last time he shipped up here. He won three starts ago at Gower. Now, he had soft ground at Curra two starts ago when I tipped him, so we'll forgive him that. And I tipped him the other day at Fairy House. But I didn't think Franberry gave him a great ride. He just basically had this horse far too prominent. He was right on the speed, and he pulled a little bit hard. He was a bit keen, and albeit he didn't get beaten too far in the end in a bit of a wild finish, it wasn't his running for me, and he didn't run him anywhere near to the top of his figures. But he's 11-1 this morning with William Hill, and he's just too good of a horse to resist at that kind of price. And if he can get some cover this time and get a better ride off Franberry, he's got every chance of certainly justifying me going for him yet again, probably for about the fifth or sixth time in on the spin. So Mac Nicholson and Catchy Lass will be my two in the last.
A couple against the field then for Andy in the last. Let's just, as usual, Andy, have a quick summary before you go.
Yeah, I'm on the radio tonight, so obviously there'll be a few more layers added to my original thoughts this early part in the morning. Marcia gets the vote in the first, but Go-Kart is the option for those backing without the favourite. Zabira looks the part in the 6 o'clock. Verain, despite the bad draw, is worth a little bit of interest at a big price in the 6:30. Glasshouse, either win or without the favourite or each way, is my best bet on the card in the 7 o'clock. Do think that filly's potentially top class. Mickey Hopper's got that 7:30 by the short and curlies, and it wouldn't surprise me if Callum Moore won, but Slipper Orchid at 4-1 is the each way alternative. Annie Irish, she's in great form, and hopefully will continue that positive vein in the 8 o'clock. In the 8:30, absolute horror of a race here, but Pontificate, with the blinkers on for the first time, makes some kind of appeal. In the final race, Mick Nicholson and Catchy Lass hopefully will justify my picks there.
Superb. Good luck. Enjoy it tonight, Andy, and we'll look forward to having you in on Racing Radio throughout the day.
Look forward to it as well. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.